ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we would like to send our greetings and congratulations to the Muslims all across the world for entering the blessed month of Ramadan, this holy month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, in fact, granted me and you another year to live through and enjoy the blessings of this month. Now, we are talking about the supplication of Imam Sajjad alayhi as-salam, and we are up to verse number 2, where the Imam seeks refuge in Allah from having less patience. And patience and the month of Ramadan, they go hand in hand. Now, we have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam where he says, As-sawm nusfu sabr, fasting is half of patience, because when we are in the month of Ramadan, this is the month where we get tested and put to test and we get trialed. And our patience really shows in this holy, blessed month. We have spoke about the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies sabr and patience into 3 different categories. One, as-sabru ala ta'atillah, to have patience when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was-sabru an maharimillah, and patience to avoid disobedience to Allah. Was-sabru on the patience, and the sabru ala al-alami wal-masa'ib, and patience on calamities. Now, let us take a short break, and then inshallah, we will look at these 3 in a bit more detail so we can relate it to the month that we are living in.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are in the holy, blessed month of Ramadan. At the same time, we are looking at patience, and the Imam Sajjad is seeking refuge in Allah from having less of it. We said that Allah describes and classifies patience in 3 categories. One, as-sabru ala ta'atillah. We have many acts of worship that requires patience, and one of which is, in fact, fasting, as-sawm. Fasting, all of it is patience. From dawn to sunset, I and you are required to refrain from committing certain actions that were allowed to us during the day. Drinking and eating, you know, a simple task, we do flawlessly without even blinking, right? And now, for a whole month, for 30 days, I had to refrain myself for 8, 9, 10, 15, 17 hours without eating and drinking, obviously depending on the time zone you're in. Now, to be in this situation, I need to have patience. Those who don't have patience when it comes to fasting and when it comes to siyam, surely they will break down. Surely they will go either eat or drink. And the fasting is broken, thus they have committed a sin, thus their patience is gone. When we look at sabr in any other day, it is just a concept, just words. They mean nothing unless and until we apply them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the perfect time and place for me and you to practice these concepts. I mean, I do say I am a believer, I am a mu'min. And Allah says, are you sure? I say, yes, oh Allah, I am a believer. I am the number one. Allah says, okay, how about I trial you from dawn, from the morning, until sunset, you stop eating and drinking. And let us see how patient you are. Let us take a break and we will come back right after.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we said a Ta'ah, obedience to Allah, requires patience. Now we are in the month of patience. I wake up in the morning, I can't eat, I can't drink, I can't have my coffee, I can't have my eggs, I can't have my roll, and I am making you hungry, I know. But yeah, you need to be patient, right? So the idea was what? Allah wanted to see that as a believer, a mu'min is not just a person that has concepts and things in his head. It's not just words and terminologies. Allah wants to see these terminologies taking effect on the outside. So when I talk about sabr, patience, when I talk about riya, when I talk about pride, arrogance and jealousy and all these things, they are just terms. They need to be manifested on the outside. If I do my job correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me, you have passed the test. So, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test us when it comes to sabr and patience? Well, one, through calamities, and we spoke about that. And when it comes to ta'ah though, when it comes to obedience, when it comes to doing the good actions, some actions require perseverance. Require what? Patience. Siyam, fasting, is number one. Two, for example, Hajj, because there's a lot of hardship, there's a lot of pain, a lot of tiredness. Allah says, I need patience. Salah itself requires patience. Reading Quran, a lot of a'mal, being good to our parents, being nice to our spouses, being good to our children, being good to the people around us. All these are ibadat, ta'at, obediences to Allah, which requires what? Patience. Now, me and you, back to the month of Ramadan. If I don't do and exercise patience in this month, then I sadly have to tell myself that I failed in this term. Because fasting is not just refraining from food. It's not just, you know, harming yourself from not drinking. No. Siyam, you do these things. You refrain from 10 things or 8 things depending on your marja. You do them just to prove to Allah that you are patient. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد